All right, I told you guys earlier. In fact, it was the genesis of the question of the day. Got a little fender bender yesterday.
Yeah,
because I just had to go to the gallery and give me some candles, and I will not apologize for such things. But
so you don't regret going?
Not at all.
Okay,
not at all. All like right. For a moment, you know, just with anything, you're like, dang, could I have operated differently to not put myself in this situation?
Should I have stayed my ass in the house?
And very quickly, I was like, nah.
And you actually went inside the mall
yeah.
to the candle place.
Yeah.
That's kind of shocking to me, man.
Why is everybody?
Why is that shocking?
Everybody's like, oh, I don't like going to the gallery.
Going inside that hectic mall, so sometimes it get a little hectic.
I've been there a couple times. It's kind of wild.
I'd rather go to the store, just the regular storefront in the strip mall or something like that, where I could just go in and go out.
A lot less traffic.
I don't feel like walking all throughout the mall to try to get there.
It's not that bad. It's pretty quick, too.
Reggie is a man about town, all right?
Which is funny because I'd be at the house. I have very big hermit tendencies.
You'd be chilling.
Which actually ties into my confession here. Sometimes, like, you know, I can very much kind of keep myself to myself. But I was real appreciative when I had, you know, the incident happen. You know, someone slides across me a couple lanes. We end up bumping
tripping.
Bumpers. And then, you know, we have to stop and we're exchanging information. And as we're doing that, a man walks up and he's like, yo, I saw everything, brother.
So this guy was walking. This wasn't another driver.
No, he was just walking. He was just walking around, getting his cardio in around the Galleria, as one
cardio.
Does. No, legitimately, that was what he was doing, getting his cardio in. And so he stopped by and he hung out with us for a little bit as we were waiting for the police, obviously, that never came. Shout out to HPD.
Man.
But yeah, I was like, you know what? Me personally, I am usually the type of person where, all right, they happen, they stop, they're having it, I'll keep going. But I think that experience yesterday is going to make me more likely to, hey, man, just step up, right?
You're going to make a change.
Make a change in the way that I operate in. I think I want to be more the person that, like, he didn't have to go out of his way to stop what he was doing to, like, say, hey, I saw this, I'm a witness to this, right? Like, there's a lot of instances where we as people are just like, somebody else will handle it, I'll have to stop. And
I feel
like I've gotten away from that because I can remember being young and like stopping if somebody got in an accident trying to help. And I feel like I've gotten away from that. I think I need to bring that back. Like I need to be that dude. And I don't know how quickly I'm going to regret that when I'm just like, damn, I'm really putting myself
out there.
Yeah, putting my whole day on pause just because I'm trying to go and help. But I feel like I need to be more of a helpful human being.
And now you said it on air, so.
Exactly. It's accountability.
You got all these people within the city of Houston listening to you right now. And yeah. So, you're going to be expected to do a lot, brother. I mean, it's good.
I was going to do everything.
It's a good thing.
Hold on.
It's a good thing you're doing, but you put it out there. That's all I'm saying.
I am putting it out there. But I do feel like this is an admirable thing to do, right? Like, you see an accident or you see, like, step up and be like, hey, I will attest to what I saw, what have you. I mean, obviously, there's other ways that can apply. But in this moment, that was the immediate thought was like, dang, I would have never stopped or like, hey, there's an accident. Let me go. Like, that's not a one where that, you know, possibly
gets
has injury or whatever.
Yeah.
I almost just stop and here you go and tell you, you know, this is what I saw and I will attest to insurance. Like, I would never do that. But the fact the old dude did that, it made me feel so much better.
Oh, he was an old dude, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, old dude like that dude.
Old dude.
I was like, that might be a.
Thought he said old.
That might be a difference in places, but no. Yeah.
No, I got you. I thought you just meant it was like an old dude, like he old.
And maybe I'm wrong from the 832. Nah, man, mind your business. Sometimes helping doesn't bode well.
And it
happens sometimes.
I understand that part too, though. I understand that part because sometimes when you don't try to mind your business, you end up in the situation.
It's a fine line.
Yeah, that's kind of like the old hitchhiker on the side.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't picking nobody up.
You want
to? I don't give a damn.
See, I'm not picking you up.
See, sometimes it might be a situation where they really might need your help.
I'm sure they do.
But all it takes is one situation where you pick up that hitchhiker and you get robbed or something, or something crazy happened.
Christopher
you like,
Partee,
you know what? I ain't doing that.
Christopher Partee will not be picking your ass up on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. I'm just not doing it. I'm sorry. I'm just, hey, and if I'm in that situation, feel free to feel the same way.
Yeah.
Because you don't know me. I don't know you.
Yeah. No, I feel Reggie on this, though. But sometimes when you in the moment, though, like I seen somebody on the side of the road trying to change a tire. And I'm like, man, I ain't about to. I'm on the freeway and all the stuff that be happening on the freeway, all the freak accidents. I'm like, I ain't about to do that. But right now I'm thinking like, dang, maybe I wouldn't mind helping somebody if they needed some help.
Maybe stories out here about folks trying to, you know, set people up on the side of the road, acting like they need help and stuff. I just, I can't. I'm not taking them chances, dog.
I'm trying not to be jaded, though. I'm trying to have a level of appreciation for it. I know.
I'm very jaded. I'm not even going to lie about it. I'm very jaded. I'm not even going
to
lie about it.
I think that's a reasonable response to the society that we have.
I'm not
going to
lie about it.
But I'm trying to be the change I want to see in the world, and I'll see. Somebody said I'll regret it in 3 months, and it's possible. But I'm trying to be the change that I want to see in the world.
Listen to the text line.
Yeah, I do think it's very important that, I guess, the people that saw the little fender bender, they actually saw it. So they're like, you know what? Let me jump out and help this person. Yeah. Now, if the fender bender already happened and they just driving past and just see you out there,
facts,
it's probably like, man, I ain't going to trust that.
Exactly. Now, something like that is different. You had a fender bender. This guy saw it happen.
Yes.
That's different. Yeah. You saw what went on, and it's a bunch of people out. You're in front of the mall. That's a different situation.
Not a bad place to have a fender bender because there's a lot of witnesses.
Yes. Yeah.
But
it's not a different situation.
It is also worth noting, only one dude came
only
over
one
and
guy
said,
stepped
everybody
up.
Else is like, I got to get to the crib.
Not my problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
Not
I feel
my
like
job.
I need to do a little bit better stepping up.
All right. Mine is going to be very different from yours. Do you guys have pet peeves? Things that just bother you inherently?
So many.
You got a lot of them.
I keep them to myself, though, because I also subscribe to the theory of ain't nobody trying to hear that. So I keep them to myself a lot of times.
But
yes,
you.
I have plenty
I
of them.
Figgy, I'm sure you got quite a few.
I got some,
okay.
Yeah.
One that has been just really irking me lately has to do with the internet and social media. And it's the disrespect for clout.
Huh.
I'm talking about, and y'all gonna know what I'm talking about, Jim Jones recently. The rapper, Jim Jones.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
This is the example I'm using because it's just right in front of me. It's been going on. And his disrespect of Nasir Jones.
Yes. The rapper Nas.
The rapper Nas. As most of you, if you know who he is, you know him by the name of Nas. Had the nerve to come out and say that his catalog was better than Nas.
Mm-hmm.
Like his music catalog. Now, I'm just going to be honest. How many people really know of another big song that Jim Jones had outside of Ballin'? There aren't many. I'm just going.
Just
there are
hits. Yeah.
The big hits. There just aren't many. And now, not just this situation, but it's just the disrespect for the admiration of clout on the internet. I'm just over it. I'm over it with social media, with the internet in general. It just gets on my last freaking nerve.
Mm.
It really does. I'm so over it because people are just saying Jim Jones don't even believe what he said. He don't even believe that. There's no way he could believe that. And rightfully, Nas has not come out. I haven't heard Nas say anything about it.
He's probably not, to be honest.
He should never see. He should never even mention this. Now, eventually, he'll probably put a song on. He'll probably throw a shot. That's what most rappers do. But he shouldn't even waste his time with any of this. And again, like I said, this is not just about these two. This is just about disrespect on the internet for clout. I'm so over it, Reggie. I'm just completely over it. Can't stand it. Got to stop it. Just the whole clout thing with social media, it just drives me crazy.
We're in an attention-driven economy,
It's too much, though,
yeah.
Man.
It's
just too much. It's way too much.
I agree.
And I think the issue with this, especially this situation, I think Jim Jones was on a podcast or interview
he
at
was
some
on
point.
With, he was with Fat Joe, or at least when he first said he was with Fat Joe and Jadakiss.
Yeah, but he did mention how he's trying to get into this internet game. He feel like all of this will get him a bag.
Clout.
So, yes.
That's what I'm saying. And
he was open about that, which shocked me. And I was probably the only Jim Jones fan. Like, I enjoyed Jim Jones.
You might be one of the only ones.
No, seriously. Because when you said names to other Jim Jones, I could name some songs, but
hits.
Yeah, he ain't got.
Ballin'.
Yeah. I can name a couple more, but
that's
stretching it out.
Right.
And that's coming from a fan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, come on, man. Y'all ain't even in the same conference. The only thing y'all got in common is y'all New York rappers.
Dipset don't even believe that he's as good as Nas, all right? And they ain't even cool no more, but still.
You had to call his homeboys into this.
Oh, Cam and them know.
Yeah.
Freaky Zeke.
And
all them, they Jules, they know.
And
they know.
And also, I think it's a little bit of beef still brewing between
Jim and Cameron.
Nas.
Yeah.
So I think that have a lot to do with it as well.
But of all people, don't say Nas. Not him. Not of all people. He could have mentioned a bunch of other guys. Not him, though.
Well, this is LaVar Ball saying that he could beat Jordan in one-on-one.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even though that was 7-8 years ago, but still, just stuff like that.
And I remember it because it got my attention.
It got everyone's attention.
That's right.
But come on now. But you see how quickly he faded out as far as his clout and where it took him.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
He sold some shoes before he got there, though.
He did.
Real quick, the other part of the whole Jim Jones thing, now I'm going at this. The part that bothered me about his statements was he said, go look up the Billboard charts and see who got the most. Brother, you don't want people to look up these Billboard charts, man. And what do you know people did?
Yeah.
And Jim Jones, I think he just had that one song that was in the top 100 or whatever the stat was.
Top 100, top 200.
Yeah, it was something like that. We're just like, bro, you pretty much lied. You pretty much said, "Hey, go look up the numbers," and the numbers didn't even it didn't help you out at all,
not at all.
So I didn't even understand that part.
All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here in the Loop, right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we're well into NBA free agency, and as we're starting to get ideas of what teams are doing, what they're starting to look like. Who's beginning to scare you, maybe concern you in the West and in the league? 713-572-4610. Who is going to be contending with the Rockets? Let's talk about it next.